Welcome to another episode of Stripped with Trinity and Selena. I'm Selena Ford.
I'm Trinity Trice.
Skillet.
Lola. I'm Aaron Robbie.
What's
that? What did you do that? Anyways, weird.
What did he do?
He was like,
I was trying to make room for her, but I didn't realize I talked over. Sorry, we have.
She said, I'm more important. My name is Lola. So she this is our guest on the show. Her name is Lola Desire. And do you have an Instagram up?
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, I forgot the handle.
Oh gosh.
Oh, it's okay. That's I okay. forget mine all
the time. We can come back to it.
No, that's terrible. We shouldn't forget.
I forget mine. Well, because a lot
I
of
know your handle. I know your handle well, too. I know your handle.
I love I know mine. I know yours.
I gotta restart a new one.
I always forget what my OnlyFans one is. People are like, what's your OnlyFans? I'm like, it's
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and tell us your OnlyFans anyways, just for fun.
Who's OnlyFans?
Aaron.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what is it? It's the real Aaron Robbie.
The real Robbie or Raby?
Yeah, is it Raby? Is it Raby?
What is it?
It Rabe. It's for some reason Robbie. I don't know why. It shouldn't be. It looks like Rabe.
Robbie.
Robbie. It's not Robbie. It should be. Oh, it's German.
Only fans. Mine's Trinity Trice, yeah. And I got some Christmas specials coming up, so you should go to and subscribe.
I saw a preview, and I would say not disappointed.
That sounds awesome. I'm going to do a great
sleep. Just me and my gift. That's like it's, I don't know. It's pretty long. But anyway, Christmas special. Hit me up.
So Grinch themed also. That sounds entertaining.
Nice. What I would like to see the Grinch do is steal some pies.
Who's going to be the Grinch?
Oh my fucking God. This shit does not work.
I was wondering how long it would take until pies came up.
I'll fix it later. Works. So she has an Instagram, and then we'll post a picture of her later on my Instagram and tag her.
Yeah.
Once I fix her Instagram,
because I'll do it on mine too. We'll just like share it in our stories, tag her, and then you guys can go to one of our Instagrams. And
are we live on FB?
I don't know what. Oh, okay. Hey.
And
live on Twitch, I know.
Nine people. Like hello, people. Hello, Purple Knight.
Where's the chat?
Hi, Selena. It's on
here. Hi.
I don't like to overlay it, though.
I like to overlay it because I can't see it.
I can't censor it. You don't have to overlay it. You can just show it without overlaying.
I don't see it at all.
You have to hit the chat button. You it's guys, on,
there's no chat button.
It's on the right-hand side at the bottom.
I like it when I
whisper. You see the button that says chat right hand, there?
Can you imagine if I just whispered for a whole episode?
We are live. We are live, Anthony.
The wondering whisper.
Yeah.
She can't even hear us because we're talking so quietly.
All right. Okay. I got it working. All right. So what we have Lola here, and she is wanting to do OnlyFans, and she has questions. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to start with some questions?
I can, yeah. So how do you like go about like starting it? So like what's your main like focal points of posting? So like time frame, or like what do you start, like do you post a lot or a little bit, like how do you go about starting it?
First of all, never give too much. What I
think what she's saying is a lot, meaning a lot of posts, not so much like
like going like diving straight into it, but more like do you post like here and there, or is it like do you post pretty regularly, like every day?
Life gets busy sometimes. You can't do it every day.
How about when you start out.
When you start off, I would say at least every other day.
Okay.
I will tell you what I did when I started out.
Sure.
I posted every day, twice a day.
Okay.
And I did like 5 photos and a video.
Okay.
In the morning. Because you know they wakey don't play with wakey.
Well, that's what I was gonna ask. Do they have stats on OnlyFans? Like what time it like watch like analytics on
I just don't pay attention.
Yeah.
Because you can pay attention to the analytics. That's kind of
like the best time it is to post. But morning and night. But 5 photos and a video. And it could be like 5-minute video, which is preferable. Because I think
5 minutes is a good time frame.
I used to start out with 100 photos. And this was before OnlyFans came out. and an hour video.
Oh gosh.
It was like the worst days of my life. But yeah, now
I think 5 minutes is a good time frame for videos.
Think how many 5 minute videos and an hour long.
I know, man. If I could go back, Tracy 19, you can find those fucking hour videos.
Yeah, imagine how you could have edited that up. You've had so much content for so long.
Don't talk about your free content that floats around out there.
It's there. It's there. You can find
hey,
it.
Hey, I have the and same thing. I have content that I'm in that's still being sold for money that I never got.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm selling that.
Too. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, I understand. It's okay. It's I was, better you sell it than the other still, people.
I was still on billboards after they fired and banned me, but still using my photos on their billboards and as advertisement. And I called them and I said, you can, and they're like, well, we own the rights to it.
The same as Renfair did that to me, where they didn't ask me back because I got booked to do Wizard World St. Louis when they came to town, and they conflicted the dates because they moved the Ring Fair.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're like, nah, we don't want you because you can't be there the whole time. And so I was like really sad about it. I'm there doing the convention. Mm-hmm. I order a pizza. They printed a Ring Fair thing on the pizza boxes, and my face was on the box. And I was just like, like it was so dumb. I was like, you guys suck. It was hilarious.
Well, I was fine with leaving this place, but not them using my face anymore.
Yeah, of course not.
So. All right. Aaron, that's a question you get to answer.
Yeah,
to.
What I would do, honestly, and what I sort of did was similar, where I posted sort of consistently, kind of a lot. Just sort of almost like the way I do my Instagram. I don't post as much on my Instagram now at all, but I used to post daily. And so I made sure to post at least daily when I started. So yeah, they had something to look at, or they could come back to something new. But I started posting way too many like full-length things and videos and things for free, just totally free without any like pay-to-view option. I was just putting everything just on the open, you know, and so I wouldn't really recommend that either, because that wasn't...
Do teasers like,
yes,
where you can sell your lead and into something and cut it off completely and then 100%. Send that as your pay-per-view, because everyone knows something's going to happen,
two.
What is going to happen. Yeah. And you just say, check in your DMs for part two, and then you sell part two. But make it good.
Yeah, like, guess what happens next?
Really that good. Is really good advice.
I will pull out something, I will spit on it, and then it cuts it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because I never did that. And then I started asking people for like, hey, so if you want to do like, you know, hey, who wants what content? And like, I'd done so many sort of things by that point. I've actually taken a lot down now. But at that point, most people, you know, nobody really had many requests, because they're like, we have it. Don't worry. Like, we're not going to pay for extra. We're covered. Don't worry. You know, it's like Netflix charging you extra.
What I would recommend if when you're posting a lot, it can be overwhelming if you're posting a lot daily. Mm-hmm. I recommend picking a day and dedicating it to all your content, not posting it that day, but collecting it all and making a folder and use that and spread it out. Change outfits, change it up. That's what I do. I dedicate one day to it and I make a folder and I, oh my God.
What? I will scream.
What happened?
What? What?
What is it?
Over my knee, and I don't want.
Right over your knee?
No, right over.
You guys are cracking me up. This is hilarious. I'm gonna make a guess. Is it a mouse?
All right, hey everybody out there that's live right now. Who is the country girls and who is the city girls?
Is it a mouse?
Is it a spider or a mouse?
It came over by me. It came over by.
I thought it was a fly, and I I just barely saw
it.
The fly? Like
Jeff
Goldblum?
The fly?
It can climb up this chair.
I thought I was sweating.
Guys, hey, hold on. I have not gotten a confirmation on what it was. What is it?
Mouse.
Okay.
Sorry for the screaming, guys.
I never heard it.
Sorry for the screaming.
Thanks for not making me look like the only one.
I told you this was going to happen.
Anyway, like
it's
I said,
day.
Pick it a day. Like- use that. Thank you. Oh, God.
I'm out.
I almost beat my pants.
I'm out, guys. Thanks for joining us.
I'm sweating. I almost peed my pants.
I peed in somebody else's pants.
Yeah, anyway, like fucking I said. Shit.
Okay.
Dumb for a second.
Yes, laughs are hilarious, but the mice is not. So it could have friends.
It's probably laughing
you.
Too.
Look at you, you guys.
It's Leonard. It's Leonard.
He's trying to teach you martial arts. You have to open your minds. He's trying to train you. Don't evade it.
We're trying to cut this out.
I'm gonna pee my pants from screaming, you guys.
Okay.
Okay.
Back to the podcast. Okay. So, you have any more questions?
Holy Sure, wondered if this was stress.
You can finish this. Y'all can chill out over there.
Okay. We're on the outside. It's scary over here.
Oh, look what you made her do. We are so sorry.
We made eye contact. It was Leonard today. All right.
Justin, I don't know why you named him Leonard, because Leonard's the one that killed the mouse.
No, I need a paper towel. Mr. Bojangles. You're crying. I can't breathe. I'm having anxiety.
I can't do if he like crawl. Okay, let's move on. Moving on.
Okay,
moving on.
We're okay.
Yes. Any other questions that you'd like to know? Like, you can ask us anything you would like.
Yep.
So when you're starting out with the videos, what do you kind of like put in?
Put in them. So anything that you're comfortable, this is what I would do. So anything you're comfortable with, how to, like, you could, ow, motherfucker. You could start out really small, like, not small. My fucking elbow hurts. You can start out really slow, like, just doing, like, sexy, or not even showing anything. You can have, like, sheer stuff that, like, shows but doesn't show.
Very simple.
Or do just do, like, foot stuff and, like, work your way up to whatever you feel like that's your...
You find your comfort. Don't ask me because I'm filthy. So mine's pretty raunchy.
The thing I have to keep remembering and reminding myself, too, is, like, if people follow me, they like every part, you know, like aspect of me. So like, even if I'm feeling like I'm having an off day or whatever,
I don't know.
Like, you can post something and a lot of times everyone's equally receptive, at least my fans. Like it seems like I can't.
Things?
What now?
Do you post feet things?
I haven't, no.
Well, you should try it. If every part of you is liked, you have to try the feet.
Yeah.
I have awesome feet. They're so
good. Let me see. Let's see the feet.
See my show. Feet on camera? Not
for yeah, show. No, preview. Show preview. It.
You got a DM.
Peek-a-boo.
A little peek-a-boo.
Okay, let me see the tits. You did not do your homework, so the least you can do is show us your feet.
Let me see them tootsies.
Let's see them. Show them. I don't think you have cute feet.
I don't even have feet.
You're missing your pinky toe. I knew it.
It's true.
It's a peanut.
Every toe is a thumb, actually, on my feet.
Oh,
every toe.
I like that. You can probably tell that.
Maybe.
Weird feet?
Yeah.
Maybe. Uh-huh. Okay.
I mean, it's hard to find shoes, but it works.
I don't always get off topic.
We do.
Let's go.
Okay, back to it.
Yeah, your turn.
Okay. I had one. How much, like, usually do you, like, make starting out?
Oh, that's a hard question.
It just kind
of fluctuates, like, more, like, person to person.
Because it varies from your payment from subscribers and your pay-per-views. And your tip.
You calmed the fuck down over there.
It really depends.
Around that door.
Because the first part, which is the hardest part, is building up that
down
fan
there.
Base. Yes. Advertising yourself
into the trash can. I could see him.
No, he's not.
Hey, hold on. Pause.
I can see the whole thing.
Sorry, Trinity. Hold on one second. Right.
You didn't see nothing.
It's underneath that chair, I think it's. Where is it? It better not come
What
over
are you
here.
Doing? What are you doing?
Oh, no, don't get it. Don't get it. Please don't get it. Don't get
Please,
it.
She's not going to hurt. She's not going to hurt it.
Come out. It's going to run on my chair. It's going to run.
I'm going to lose my coat so don't get in my coat.
Literally.
It ran that way.
Okay.
For those of you at home that are listening right now, Selena is on the mouse hunt right now. If you've seen Mouse Hunt,
mouse in the house.
Just like the film.
She's a country girl. It's nothing to her.
Grandma. Let's get this together.
Okay? I'm not showing that video now.
Hey, you guys are just lucky it's not a possum. I remember you got you battled possums out there.
I don't know anything about the possums. We did bad things to that possum.
Back to the main topic. Okay. Mate, how much? So that's kind of a vague answer, yeah, just because
you can't really answer. How about this? If you stick with it, you'll make what you're wanting to make. Set a goal, make it. Make as many videos and go, okay, this person, kind of do configurations like in your head. Like this, these five people are buying every one of my videos. Mm-hmm. Let me make like four more a day or something and then put it at this price so I can make this price at the end of the week.
Gotcha.
So it's just kind of up to you. How much effort you put into it is how much effort or from the people you get back, and you engage in with your people.
Yeah.
So that
your attitude and mindset.
Yeah.
The more fans you have, the more pay-per-views it's being sent out to different people.
Gotcha.
So it's about building that.
She doesn't know what pay-per-views
are. Oh, well, it's content.
It's messages that you're sending that cost money for people to see.
Gotcha. You have like a brief description. Of so what like, it is, a brief description.
Make a teaser and then send the rest in the DMs. You're charging them for it.
You'll be like, you know, like, I was so worked up today, I just had to take a minute to, you know, whatever. And then, like, you know.
Yeah. You know,
those are the kind that I see a lot.
The Aaron said, I was so worked up today, this loosely fell in my butthole. Like,
so worked up today, I just saw these pies on this windowsill.
I mean, I can tell you what I do to make quite a bit, like all at once, is I like to send out what I call my vaults. And what it is, it's a bunch of my videos I've done, and it's little clips, like just little tiny clips of it, and I'll send it all at once, and I let them know if you want to watch the full one.
That's a really good idea. I sell it,
and then I send them all these little clips, and then if they want like one certain one in the full video, then I'll sell that to them. Gotcha. If you want two of them, so you're sending all of this, but they're paying for the vault too, and hopefully paying for the full video of the ones you send. Yeah.
Cool.
Good evening, Ryan.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Do you have any more questions?
Oh, hi, Ryan. I thought
we covered it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Perfect.
All right. Well, once she gets her Instagram up, we don't know when her OF is going to get started. Soon, maybe?
Yeah.
I'm
thinking about it.
She's still thinking about it.
Yeah. Sure. I want to do it so bad, but like,
why are you scared? Tell us why you're scared.
Why are you scared?
You could be open and honest on this.
I'm like worried
about right or wrong.
Oh, there are.
Which, like, my parents, obviously, they told me to do it. And they were like, well, you know, if I was your age and this time and age, I would do it.
So if your mother and father told you to do it, do it. Yeah. You live one time. It's your bills, not theirs.
Let me tell you this. To do what we do, you have to have thick skin.
Mm-hmm.
You will get called whore, a whore. You will have people disown you. You have people say a lot of negative things.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have that. We've had it. Mm-hmm. You will have that. You decide what you want to do. And if you want to do it, you do it. And as long as you have certain people that support you, then go for it.
And like,
don't let anything hold you back.
Looking at the end goal for me, obviously, is to have something.
Who
like
pays your bills? Who take care of you?
You know, like it's more of a aspect of like, once I make enough, it's kind of like a fuck you. Like, if you want to talk shit about me, you'll never touch the amount of money that I've had. You know what I mean? Type of deal. That's there's no point.
We're huge on the fuck you. Cool. Hey, we don't care.
Right.
Yeah. So I've been like that since the
I'm trying to get it mentally, because I've just been life, I guess you could say, you know what I mean? Like grew up in church and everything else. So it's very like a hush-hush.
Oh, thing. That sounds like someone we know.
Thank you.
Aaron grew up every day. Every single my dad's a pastor. So My own dad, for example, has told me I'm disgusting to my face because I have an OnlyFans, just for example. So like you might encounter Aunt Ethel, you know, might go off on you at a Thanksgiving dinner. You know, you never know. Like, you never know what's going to happen.
Just take it. Know who you are. Don't forget it.
Yeah.
And ignore the noise.
Mm-hmm. My entire family was not supportive, right? They didn't know about it. I hid being a dancer and all that stuff until the day that I said, I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I do. And you need help with something. But so let me... I had some people that were like, you're disgusting in family. you're discussing your spot. I can't even like claim you as a family member. And now, oh my gosh, this is my relative. I'm so proud of where you came from, what you, and it's like, dude, like I still remember the things.
Right.
So you're going to always have those people because you can tell them people like, this doesn't affect your life.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you care?
Right.
It doesn't do anything. Don't let others' mouths bother you because really they're just jealous if they've got something bad to say about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my only really like concern is that I'm going to like make one and put a lot of effort into it and like not go anywhere with it.
You will. If you continue, don't get discouraged. You keep going.
Yeah.
And you will.
Because it is like we actually talked about that the last time we were talking about thirst traps, and I was talking about a guy who it's literally was the most low effort thirst trap I've ever seen.
Is that the chicken? And,
yeah, and I was just like, you know, it had such a response. You know, it had been shared like you know thousands of times and had thousands of comments. You know what I mean? It's just it was the lowest effort. It's just like, is this really all it takes? You just put on pants that look like you stole them from baby.
What are we telling you to do?
Yeah,
well,
yeah. Yeah.
I haven't gotten access to any baby birds yet.
Ducks.
Well, you're I haven't been near the ducks.
You are not following through with anything.
I don't have ducks. I wish I did.
Disappointed.
Man, I wish I had a duck.
Disappointed. Where's the sound? Because we're disappointed here.
So and you're calmed down some skills. Want to know why? Say y'all boobies.
Oh snap.
Anyway, what I do want to
John
say
England.
Is
you chill
takes
out.
A lot of work. A lot of people get discouraged. You're not gonna be from the get-go. It's you gotta build it up.
Yeah.
You keep building it up and you will get to where you want to get. You just don't stop, keep going.
Thank you.
But it does take work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if it's something that you enjoy, it's like if you really you know don't like it and you're like trying to just like, oh, I'll just stick with it, I'll stick through it, that could transfer, you know. If people can tell you're not happy and you're not happy what you're doing, you know, that that usually doesn't help or doesn't work well usually if you're trying to like entertain.
They can tell you're not into it and
yeah, so as long as you're having fun, it usually really good if you're having fun.
Yeah. All right, perfect.
Well, we would say this is where we go to the pie.
Oh my God! Yeah, here we go.
We don't, you know, somebody slacked on their job.
Listen, we talked about this. I'm vegan. I didn't want to just go to the store and fuck some egg and animal part filled.
You're not eating it.
You're not
really?
Eating it.
Really? Yeah. What is?
I'm sure you put your penis probably in worse. Come on.
Come on.
Sweet ass pie.
Not that have humans, things that involve dead animal parts.
Humans are
dead animal parts never go near my dick.
So alive ones do? Freaking weird.
Yeah.
Yo, this guy says he fucks the sheep.
What just happened here?
Interesting.
Oh, the pie critique, the pie review is coming. Don't you
say
worry.
Goodbye.
Full review.
Oh yeah.
Oh, shoot. Did we get kicked off?
No.
Okay.
Like, just forthcoming.
Well, now, haha. Just kidding. That was all a joke. Facebook. We.
Haha. We're just kidding. We don't know nothing.
Yeah.
In scene from our upcoming movie. Check it out.
So we've got some questions that we're gonna ask.
Yes.
But also we have videos too. If we
do. What's the video?
Let's go ahead and do you want to play?
Is it Grandma? Grandma got ran over by a reindeer.
All right,
her name was Skillet.
Let's check out Grandma.
Oh, I love Grandma.
But then it turned out it was just a map.
All right, Grandma, let's get this. Rocking that diaper. It's all a part of beauty. And this is going on our podcast.
I felt so bad for her that day. She was a grandma.
It was like right after surgery, 2 days afterwards. Yeah, no, that was that.
What did
yeah,
you
yeah, it was post waxing. It was. Oh. That was just the day after we got our Brazilian waxes.
Wax.
Yeah.
You can't move the next day.
Not good.
I actually thought.
Oh, this was after Skillet's
surgery. Okay, okay. I got
and
you.
She had to go in for a checkup, and you know, I was just a terrible friend and was like, well, this is hilarious. I've got
to. Yeah, you're sitting there just videoing.
She like walks like 5 steps and then sits down. There was a video before that, yeah, but she doesn't want to show that for some reason.
You want me? So, well, I didn't upload that.
I will explain what happened. She took a, like 3 or 4 steps and then there was a bench and she sat down. I was like, oh, sit down, grandma. It'll be okay today. And then she gets up and starts walking again.
That did happen right before that other grandma video.
Yeah, that was my grandma.
Grandma part one and grandma part two.
Yeah. It was good. Sorry. All right, so was that the only video we have?
No, we have the other two.
Burrito.
I don't remember the one.
There's like two. We could probably just play one and it would be good.
The burrito?
Enough, yeah.
Okay. So we were talking about a game we played. I don't know which one we're going to show.
It's us and the three.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I had been drinking and I seen him. I thought this was a really good idea. And it, I thought it was amazing.
We were all drinking.
We were all drinking and Trinity had a great idea for a fun game.
I found him
game.
In the fridge.
Yeah.
Let's so
she had a light bulb idea. So here we go.
She just choked on her.
That was a lot of fun.
Oh,
I like the part where we just all start
wild and
free for all.
It was just fun.
It was a lot of fun.
My favorite is when Selena, when you hit skillet like, and then you spit a little bit out, like you like hit her. He's like,
I have so many fun videos of us when we're drinking. Like we took a kid's little play slide and we're sliding down it. Remember I was almost crying because I was scared to go down in the water.
That was our dares after we had played the flip cup game.
I was pretty good at that. But
if you guys want to see, here's grandma part one.
Yes.
Hang on.
I do.
Grandma part one.
Grandma, sit down. It'll be okay today.
I look dead.
She's like, fuck.
Dead that I couldn't even flip the middle finger.
Well, that was a fully sanctioned video, too. You could tell we have so many.
Well,
so many funny videos.
You guys ready to ask these questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Who is going first?
I will go ahead. So what we'll do is I'll ask a question. You have to answer your
Who's
own question.
Who's going to answer it? Everybody's going
to Everybody. We're going to go through. Try to, like, don't take up a lot of time. Just answer it and go along.
Don't.
So I'll ask the first one. Have you ever stalked your ex on social media?
What constitutes stalking?
My answer is, duh, absolutely. Of course. You have to be honest about
what if
it.
They watch the...
Anyway, these are awkward questions that we hate.
Nah, yeah. Okay, yeah. I have. I've stalked probably... Yeah,
I didn't. You don't have to go in detail. You just say, yeah. I said,
Yeah.
I can't say I have, but it was like a long time ago.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I've never stalked my ex ever. I've blocked them and then they appear.
I didn't really stalk. I was just curious. It's like, what are they doing?
Yeah. Curiosity. Yeah, that was exactly.
It's kind of like stalking.
But like, it's like a 5 second check. Mine made it hard because
either he doesn't have it or it's on private. Oh, profile pic. You never change. Right? Woo, so excited.
I don't have
John Aiken says he has. So weird.
Aaron? Did
yeah, no, I have mine blocked. So I don't know, like, on Instagram, if they're blocked, like, I don't think I can even see their page, right?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I don't think you see it. Okay.
So, like, I just blocked them, and I don't. That way, I don't have to see them. Because, like I said, now if I go on Pornhub, and I occasionally see mine, and so it's like, ugh.
You see your ex on Pornhub?
She works for Brazzers, or she has been for a while now. Brazzers. So it's,
that's funny. No, like right? Just because I watch
and like dog fart and all those, you know.
What is it called? Only Murders in the Building, and then that older guy. I'm on Brazzers, but it's not a porn site. It's like a production company that makes movies.
I think it used to be Bang Bros. First part of Bang Bros. Maybe.
No, but like, have you guys not launched Only Murders in the Building? It's such a good TV show.
It is a good show.
Yeah. I have to check it out.
All right, who's got the next question? Give it.
You want to go?
I don't have any questions.
Oh, you don't have any questions?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well,
I got one. You got
skipping
one.
Me.
What we're skipping?
Aaron's turn. Yeah.
Okay.
Fine. Okay. Oh, yeah. No, wait. You can go. No, you go. She had one. Go. Go. You were ready to go. All right.
One.
Not
operating.
Go ahead, Selena.
Selena had another one.
If you could own,
that was mine. About stalking the exes.
If you could only use one word to describe your last romantic encounter, what would it be?
Ooh. Okay. Anal.
What? You let me answer my own question.
It was in my head. It was dying to pop out.
OnlyFans. That was my romantic encounter.
Okay.
Myself.
Ooh. Yeah. I was trying to think of like a fun animal? Way. Yeah, I think most of ours are probably gonna be with ourselves. So like mine, mine was a long encounter, but it was with myself for only
long.
You don't even press yourself that much?
No. Trust me. I even lit candles. I put on some Marvin Gaye, nothing was going. And I was like, oh man. It was bad. Well, I didn't have the pies, so it was bad, you know? Like, if I'd had the pies, it would have been easy.
I didn't do that.
I didn't either.
So what's your answer?
Recent.
Okay.
I think she missed. All right. Aaron, do you have questions?
Yeah, I have questions.
Okay, let's hear it.
Heck yeah. This could be, like, super vague, or if you guys want to get in depth, but what is, like, maybe the weirdest thing a first date person has done when they showed up, or a weirdest thing that just like a first date. Because I have a few, but I have one in specific. If you want me to go ahead and share mine. So I was invited to go to a party. This was years ago. I was told it was a costume party. Not a costume party. So I showed up at this event as Captain Jack Sparrow, because that's the most fun costume I have. So I showed up as Captain Jack Sparrow. And this person, my date, who I'd never been on a date with, showed up in a wedding dress.
Aww.
And the whole thing, it was just like really, really strange. It wasn't a wedding, but it was like a family get together. No, it was weird. It was like,
what do you date? Like, I'm asking what? Because
there was a period of time in my life where I had a really bad luck with a couple girls in a row, and then I was just like, maybe I should stop, maybe I should go for something totally different. And so I was trying to get out there, and it didn't work out well. Trying to like maybe accept an offer from maybe someone that I maybe wouldn't be like, nah. And I was like, okay, well, you know, maybe they're super awesome, and I'm just being weird. So
you are being weird.
Okay, cool.
All right. anyone else want to answer that question? Because right now I really can't think of anything.
No. Okay.
All right. Long story. Sort of. I'll make it short. All right. So, can't say that. A person.
Get the bleep button ready.
So I went on a date with this person. Super buff, very great looking dude, right? But the problem was he knew he was good looking, and I hate people like that.
Oh yeah.
So I went, we go to the date was at the strip club, not one I worked at, but it was at the strip club. And this girl, like, this guy was all like, oh, she won't marry me, because he just literally just asked me to marry him. It was the weirdest day ever. Just asked me to marry him, and he was being serious, and I was like, whoo, and he drinks.
That's like the wedding dress.
I didn't know he was being serious at first. And then this dancer comes over, like, he's sitting by me next, well, like, I sat next to him, I didn't sit on his lap. The dancer went and sat on his lap, and she's like, oh my gosh, you're so hot, and blah, 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 blah. And then he goes, you think so? Because this woman over here even want to, like, be with me. She doesn't want to marry me. And I was like, you can have him.
Oh, my God.
And then he was all, like, so insulted that I was, like, didn't want anything to do with him. But that was my first date. Oh. I got asked to be to marry him. And he was so in himself. It was disgusting.
Oh, yeah. That's always disgusting. Skillet, so do you have
to get the girl to guilt you into marrying him?
I
don't think
I have. Yeah. Not really. Yeah. Okay.
I don't have a weird first date.
Really? Okay.
You do?
Yeah.
Sure, sure.
I drove 2 hours to see this guy to, like, go on a date or whatever. Well,
so you were the weird one. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. We ended up hooking up, and somewhere along the lines, I said I love it and not I love you. Well, he got a you confused up. He flipped the switch immediately, and I, like, wasn't allowed to leave his house. Like, dude went absolutely psycho after that. Like, you want to talk about crazy.
Did you get handcuffed?
Did he say I love you back, like, instantly?
Psycho.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like, looked at me like,
yeah, like, oh, I love you.
In his head. Like, I was like, oh, that is
insane.
That is insane.
Talk about a restraining order.
Yeah.
Did you get one?
Yeah, we dated for like a month after that.
Oh, he went back for more.
But listen, he was crazy, but that dick was fucking fire.
I don't care. I don't care. But the guy that I went on a date with, he was model, like, just straight out of a magazine.
I like him hot, but I don't like him.
No, I learned my lesson on that one. Real quick.
There's gorgeous men. Hot, crazy scale.
Only use.
Yeah.
Not their brain.
Are you guys ready for my next one?
Yes.
Why is Aaron's face look like that?
It's creepy. Aaron, I can't do it anymore. I'm dying here.
He's dropped out. He's gonna have to try and rejoin. He will.
Oh well, he'll come back. In the meantime,
let's not ask any questions until he comes back.
Yeah, it'll give me time to come up with a question.
Yeah.
Because I like my next one.
Hello, you guys at home. You 8 people. Let me see really quick who you guys are.
I can't.
It won't let me see who you guys are. Hello. Ooh. Hello, 8 people that are viewing.
Do you know, not too long ago I was here and I don't know what I was thinking and I grabbed the mouse trap and it snapped on my finger. Do you remember that?
I did that too, though.
She goes, why did we do that?
Oh, hold on. Him?
I gotta add
is
him it? Back in.
Welcome back, you. That was
so creepy.
So what face was I making? What face?
Like the face from, you know, the movie Smile. Have you seen it? That's what you look like.
And
you
were so crazy.
You were so up close, and it was like
I was literally like, "Why are you making?" I didn't know you were frozen. I was like, "What?"
Yeah, we were so confused. All right, you guys ready for this question?
Yes.
Have you ever farted during sex? If so, what did you do?
Okay.
All right. So I'll go ahead and answer. No, I haven't farted. There's been lots of times that I felt like I needed a fart and I farted afterwards, but I have queefed a lot. I've queefed a whole lot. And what I do, it depends. Sometimes if it's an extreme one, I'll laugh my ass off. And then sometimes I just pretend it never happened and go with it. So that is my question.
You want me to answer?
What's his face left? He didn't want to answer because he has farted. He's farted.
Where did he go?
There we go. What's happening?
I turn him back on and he turned himself back off. He's out.
Not only does he not fuck pies,
I don't know. He's having internet troubles.
Maybe.
But I'm going to go with mine's a pretty lame answer. I pretty much ignore it and pretend it doesn't happen. I've never actually farted, but you know.
My answer is pretty legit. Okay, hold on. Is he back?
Hi.
When I'm not here.
What?
Oh, he left because he farted.
he farted during sex.
He who exits is the one who sharted. Yes, yeah. No. Not
he
how
who
it works,
farts in church sits in his own.
I was going to say, no, I have had actually a couple of times where for whatever reason, I'm sure it was like what you eat beforehand or whatever. It was just like, oh, this is going to be really bad. Or it's like, you're like, no.
No!
Don't do it.
He's gone again.
Oh, we love.
What's happening with you?
We love getting you at awkward moments. This is so funny.
Yeah, I'm blaming it on his internet.
I'm blaming it on his internet too.
I'm blaming on him not doing what he was supposed to do.
So
it's
guys,
karma.
Like and subscribe. He needs to pay his internet.
And buy some pies.
Stop. Okay. All right. So my answer is yes. I have. I'm tiny, and if thing goes in there and it's squishing the area, and like,
it's
can't
just a
help
fart,
it.
Fart,
and guess
fart.
What happens? Get yeah, fart, fart. And then guess what happens? I'm like, I laugh, and we both laugh, and it's just a grand time.
When it goes from the window to the wall, how do you not?
Yeah, to the sweat dripping down your balls.
Like,
is hilarious.
I don't get embarrassed by that stuff. So
what's happening?
I don't either. I love to fart.
Whoa! There's two errands. What the fuck?
I didn't turn the other one off. It just disappeared, but that was
my internet that was is crazy. Connected. I sell pictures of my dick online to keep it on. Thank you very much.
He needs help. Go to OnlyFans.
Yep. The real Aaron Robbie. Rabe. Don't be confused.
Oh,
it's not Rabie. It's not Rabe.
Don't go to real Aaron Rabie.
But, you know, then there's Margot Robbie, which is spelled R-O-B-B-I-E.
Exactly. Why is yours spelled wrong? Well, to go see how weird,
so what
check
you,
out his OnlyFans.
Yeah. What you miss is, yes, Selena has farted.
I have farted.
Yep.
That's like awesome.
Your stomach is like this.
And yeah.
When I walk, I fart. Yeah. Okay. I'm
no
a walk.
Room.
We do fart walks in the morning.
You
guys,
know what I used to do? I dated this. Let me tell you this story. This is great.
Okay.
My poor son. So I dated this guy. Every time I leave in the morning, I'd fart in the car.
You're going to fart drive.
I'd fart with my son on the way to school.
Because you were kind of saving him in until you left the house.
I don't want to. And now I'm like, I don't give a shit. It's natural. It's things happen. And I was young and dumb. And I thought I needed to preserve myself, even though the man never preserves themselves.
No.
I am going to call the situation. Which was the best ever. I was walking with somebody in a store, and then he farts nonchalantly, but like loud. And there was a guy walking by, and I looked back. I looked back, and we made eye contact, and I was like, "Sorry, it wasn't even." But I took
nice.
It. It was so funny.
Nice.
He laughed.
I think farts are hilarious. Yeah. They really are. I have no shame.
We proved that in Miami.
Well, remember this time in Chicago where your brother stayed in the room with us? And like, if you're going to be staying in this room, just to let you know, the mornings, I am pretty serious. And I ripped ass, and he just looked at me like, did that work? I told you, if you're going to stay in here, my mornings are serious.
It's reserved for ripping
ass. My reflection time.
I don't think my body can fart while I sleep, so it builds up.
That's what I say too.
Everyone's like, just fart and sleep. My body won't release it while I'm
Maybe our bodies are like worried we're gonna like shit in the bed or something. Our bodies are like trying to protect us.
That's why you wake up and you're like, oh, I got so
I wake
much
up and
gas.
I can't even step a foot out my bedroom door.
Wait,
and it's like,
pause for a second. Hold on. Don't you guys find us attractive?
Oh, yeah.
My body's trained when I lay down in bed.
Mine does it. My body
won't
allow
it. Not when I sleep, only when I lay down.
Yeah.
I have to be awake.
And
in the
awakening. I don't know that for a fact. I'm just assuming I don't fuck my sleep because
you
it's
don't.
So
I've,
up.
I've slept near both of you and neither one.
And then
but in the morning, we're a fart party.
Yeah.
We're a fart party.
Yeah.
And we go for fart walks.
Yeah.
Things happen.
If only my butt was a little bigger, my cheeks would jiggle harder like yours do. It's a nice butt.
Listen.
I'm proud of it.
Okay. Things happen. I can't help that. I make some earthquakes with my butt cheeks. It's okay.
There's more than one thing I'm saying about though, that cowgirl. That sure
does not happen. All right. So are you going to do the next question?
Did you think of one?
No. Okay. Next.
Question for us. What is the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to you during a date? Ooh. I got to think about this. I didn't think about this.
I got one.
Okay. You got, wait,
no,
question.
No, no.
Do you have an answer?
Yeah, I got to think. I don't think I do. I don't think anything's really embarrassing to me.
Did you answer the fart one?
No.
Oh, you have to answer the fart one. Hold on. I would say probably the most embarrassing thing on a date, and it would have been like a, I think it was like a first time I went out with them. I puked all over the place, and that was quite embarrassing.
Were you sick?
No, I was drinking. I just got naked. We were getting ready to have sex, and I said, I'm going to get sick. And then I leaned over and I started getting sick all over the place. And
oh, wow. It was like instant. There wasn't time to get anywhere. Oh, no. Yeah. Mine was, I took a girl to a hibachi. Oh, sorry. He said what?
That stinks.
Oh my God.
It's alcohol. That sucked. I was getting ready to have sex. It could have been on him, but I leaned over the bed and
So you did him a favor. That could have been traumatic for both of you, honestly. If it had happened later, it could have been traumatic for both. So it's probably.
And then I passed out and he didn't get anything. So.
No, I was going to say, I took a girl years ago to a hibachi restaurant, and I'm not sure why, but it was one of the restaurants with really heavy doors. And I thought it even opened the opposite way that it did. So I nonchalantly was trying to just open the door totally the wrong way. And I didn't break my stride. And I walked face first into the glass. Oh,
the first beautiful. Thing, honestly, I thought you were going to say you like pulled it and hit her. And I'm like,
no, thankfully it wasn't that bad, but I felt so stupid. It was like, it was going into the restaurant. It wasn't even like we'd eaten and then leaving. There's no living it up after that. I was like, oh shit.
Why don't doors have more clear instructions on them, right?
Yeah, I don't know how many times I push.
They need to put a right handle on it.
I agree.
Right handle. If that makes sense.
Two handles. Does it open like this?
Yes, right. And
yeah,
then you're like,
are you supposed to just rip it open?
I seriously will push when it's pull. I will pull when it's push. I don't know how.
I will push when it says pull.
I have devised a beautiful plan where you lightly push and then pull on it so that way you can figure out which direction it goes.
And don't get me started on the ones that go around. What are those called? And I get in them and I'm like this because what are those called?
There's so many of them in Chicago. I know they're everywhere there.
St. Louis has some too, but you get in and you feel like you have to scoop.
They're like tunnel doors. That's what I'm going to call them.
Revolving
doors.
They're like doors that revolve.
Those are kind of creepy. Some of them don't stop. Some of them, they just keep rotating.
Some are automatic.
And you like kick it and your like foot gets stuck. You're like, oh shit.
But it reminds me of like escalators. Like so if someone else gets in and they're like going around, you're like, you feel like you gotta jump off.
Yeah.
Jump.
Yeah, it's like full hokey pokey. Out. Like my left foot sometimes stuck in, and I can not shake it and get it out.
But I feel like I gotta like scoot in it. It's like weird. I'm like going like this. I don't like those doors. I feel silly. No.
It's pressure.
Imagine farting in that.
So what was your embarrassing?
My embarrassing.
Oh, I think it's good. I can tell by the look on her face.
Oh, yeah. She's really put some thought into this.
No, I don't want to say it.
Do it anyway.
I don't want to say it.
Okay, well, I just remembered. Answer. Here, this is just a super embarrassing time, okay? We're talking about doing stupid things. And when you said you were drinking, it reminded me of it, Trinity. So, thank you. There was a time where I might have been in college and I might have gotten really drunk and I didn't have sexual relations with the guy, but I did pee the bed because I was so fucking drunk. I was so drunk.
That's a good one.
That is. Now, was he nice about it or did he make you feel like bad?
No, he's just kind of like,
at least take care
of
no.
Wait, let me tell you about this pee the bed story. I've done this before, but I don't get embarrassed about anything. So it's I'm like, you owe me money. I know, but the best part is, okay, so like this was somebody that I've known like for a long time, and I peed to bed, but I woke up not thinking I peed to bed, and I was like, why did I sweat so much? When I was so wet, oh my god, I sweat that much, and I was
having hot flashes.
I still sweat a lot, and I do not pee to bed, but I sweat so much that I wake up and my clothes like are just so wet. I've woken up before my.
I can vouch. She wakes up topless because she's
strip up all the time. Like, that's what so I do too.
Yeah, I do. I'll strip in the middle of the night because I get so sweaty.
Hey,
that's
I just
so
had,
weird for you.
Listen, this just popped in my head, so I have to share. I had an ex that peed in bed and peed on me.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, not in my bed.
She's yeah. like, and I was awake.
FYI, this was in college, and it was an air mattress. So it wasn't a real bed.
It wasn't even soakable. This was maybe a year or two ago.
Just fucking wiped. Okay, this was like.
I didn't.
Just
pee,
the, mine was just like a year or two ago.
Mine was like 17 years ago. I know this because my first child was not alive at the time.
Okay.
It was about 17 years ago.
Okay. All right. Who's ready? Whose turn is it?
Lola have a story?
Yeah, she's got to answer the embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about embarrassing? We went to a winery, and he was blabbing on about his entire life story for so long that I started accumulating glasses of wine. Well, one glass is half a bottle. Eight bottles later, I completely black out, stand up, fall into an elderly lady, out into the middle of the street, climb into a trash can. He proceeds to carry me into an Uber where I threw up everywhere. We got to the hotel, my face planted right into a glass door open, I face planted again into rocks, carried me into the hotel room where I proceeded to completely strip and throw up like The Exorcist on him, on the wall, on the ceiling, on the floor, into the bathroom. No, like, I mean, there was not an inch of this room that was not covered in throw up.
Whoa, Exorcist.
Bar we were at, and he was there, that he continued to talk to me about the same conversation that I got completely shit-faced before too, that I could avoid.
Oh, so,
wow. He wanted to talk to you again.
And he still proceeded to try to talk to me for the next 2 years.
It's simple. I would be like, we're done. Yeah, never.
I mean, if you get a girl to talk to you like a demon at the end of the date, I mean, honestly.
It went well.
You fall into an old lady while you're drunk. It's no big deal. It's
no. Things happen.
It's how about just sit on a old lady wheelchair.
Wait, hold on. Pardon, yeah. We need to run it back. Hold on, what was that? What was that about
It was me.
So,
I'm the one that fell into the old lady's lap.
What?
I was dancing, possibly.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were dancing. And
then there was
footing.
Somebody in a wheelchair that I was like...
She was very near the dance floor.
They were like on me and I didn't know it. I was like drunk and that way and the chair was like behind me and I turned around and I sat down and I was like, holy shit, where'd you come from? I said that.
Sat in a very comfy chair all of a sudden.
I felt so bad because I was like, I just thought a woman in a wheelchair. Oh my God, get me out of here. Aww. It was the worst.
It was a Halloween night at a bar party.
Was
when you were dressed as she didn't mind, you were like a life size Barbie funny. Doll that sat on her lap.
Oh, that is really funny. Holy crap!
All right, that was during that night, but I actually didn't talk about the date thingy, the whatever embarrassing thing that happened during the date. Like I said, I don't get embarrassed very easily, so I don't feel like I have anything. Sorry,
see, because I did have another question about embarrassment. I was going to ask, like, some of the most embarrassing things that happened to us when we were, like, youngsters. You have anything, like, high school age?
God, I have the dumbest story.
Because I have one.
Why do I want to tell these stupid stories? This just proves, like, idiocracy.
We love to tell stories.
When I was in fourth grade... I can remember I was in fourth grade because I remember my classroom. Anyways, long story short, I had a friend, not Selena. She's a much better friend. She's never told me to do this. She said it's a great idea. Ride your bicycle with your eyes closed. It feels like you're flying. Great idea. Well, I did it for too long.
You're gonna die.
I ran into a mailbox.
Oh my god.
And I fell backwards off my bike, and I had a really long scrape across my chest, and that scar lasted for like a little while. I obviously disappeared, but so I hit a mailbox.
Good times.
Holy crap. That is not
good. So moral of the story is...
Skillet.
Ride a bicycle without using your eyes. That's the moral that I learned.
Yeah.
Bicycles are meant for riding with your eyes closed. It makes good sense.
All right.
Yeah, the one that I had, I can't remember if I shared this before, but whenever I was in high school, there was a girl that I had the hots for. And I was trying to like talk to her, and we were in gym, you know, kind of like the gym moment. I only spent 1 year at a pseudo normal school. It was still a private Christian school, so technically not a real school, but being homeschooled, it seemed real. But anyway, we're in the little gym PE part, trying to talk to this girl, had my little gym shorts on and whatever. A friend of mine came up, thought it'd be really funny to pants me, but I was wearing boxer shorts. And so when he grabbed my shorts, he grabbed my athletic shorts. Oh, sorry. What was your question?
I said, was it de-pantsing or pantsing you?
He was trying to like de-pants me. Sorry. That's what I call it. They called it like pantsing if you like rip somebody's pants off.
Oh, okay.
Which sounds more like, you put pants on someone.
I heard de-pantsing.
I had another friend. She got suspended for pantsing.
They called it pantsing. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, you guys haven't seen that one song like we do.
Yeah, but I'm accused of making moonshine in my bathtub.
So. At least it's not in the toilet.
True.
You're still city.
And the meth capital of...
Oh, gosh.
That's mouse that's sitting on your shoulder. Point proven.
I don't even know where
it is. I had boxer shorts on, and I'm not sure if my friend knew that or not. So when he grabbed my athletic shorts, he just fully grabbed everything I was wearing, and I was just fully nude in front of this girl. And it was, and the whole gym, but it was just.
Did you at least stand proud?
Well, like... I couldn't go full Peter Pan. It didn't work. No, it was like the instant, like full embarrassing, like cartoon, like, you know, like in Disney movies where their pants get ripped off and have like the heart underwear. It was like that. Yeah. Like instant, like, became a turtle person and scuttled away. I tried. It was the epitome of just like pathetic. Like, you know, like in the Fantastic Four, Fantastic Four, when the Human Torch like defires and he's like just naked randomly and he has to just like awkwardly scuttle out. It was like that. Yeah, it wasn't good. So
oh shit, we're about out of time.
And then you hear the sound like when he scuttles out.
Crab crawl out.
Okay, any embarrassing tidbits, Lola?
When you were in school, like yesterday.
Rude. Anyway, I tried to convince one of my friends when I was like 8 that I was a horse whisperer, and I like this horse like was not broke and that I could break it because I was a fantastic horse, whatever, when I was like 8.
You were a horse?
No, whisperer. Fantastic horse whisperer. So I like ran and like jumped straight on it, and you know, got kicked in the head, had a horseshoe across my forehead for about a month.
That sounds fun.
Oh yeah. I was best horse whisperer around.
How many times have you been kicked by a horse?
5, including
us. Including Selena's horses here, or are we just my own? I'd say like a good like 15 to 20 times.
My horses have never.
What are you? What are you doing to these horses?
Oh no!
Right past the head, clip my head.
Or back?
Back. She clipped me barely. I mean, just enough to like.
Was there another horse involved, or was it just her?
No, we were playing, and she thought we were playing. I'm not as big as her, and she didn't realize it.
Oh,
it wasn't a mean kick. It was like a...
You notice how anybody that owns horses always says, She didn't mean to do it. It was all my fault.
Well, that's, I know that's why I'm like, what's the situation?
It got scared. You know, like instead of going, this motherfucking horse did it on purpose.
It's the people that own tigers and the tiger rips their arm off. They're like, no, the tiger just misunderstood.
Yeah. Just like Trinity, when we fell off Caesar,
we got right back up.
It was your guys' fault. That was absolutely.
I was drunk.
You drunk crazy women. Yeah.
Remember the time we walked? I don't remember which horse we did from back there and walked it up. We were drinking. Do you remember?
I walked it
up. You mean the time? Hold on. Who started walking it and then their body was 100% covered in chiggers after that?
That was
you finished walking it. That was me. I caught it in the backfield with you because dark.
In the dark. I know. This is Caesar.
I know. And I brought, and I brought some, I don't even know what.
In the dark, in a field, pitch black. We had rope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then walking it back up.
Normal thing.
Yeah.
After. And it stepped in my own pair of pants and fell down.
Yep, you grabbed up behind you in a side by side, and I'm like, "Did she just go down?"
Yeah, I
and
did. My hip right and knee. I was like, "Down!"
Asshole. Pop back up and pulled on going. I'm like, "Yeah, she was just down. She just went down." Yeah, good time. Yeah. But we did hit our time here.
Yeah, we put
it was amazing. Thank you for joining us. We will post your Instagram once you on our pages. So you guys can give her a follow. Anything else anyone want to say?
Also the wiggle.
Like and follow.
You guys are awesome.
Like and follow.
Yep.
Non-pie fucker.
Better have pies next week. All right, thank you.
I'm going to have so many pies. You guys are going to be sick. There's going to be so many pies.
You hear that, everyone? Like, so many pies.
I'm going to start my own fan site, piesonly.com.
On this video, and for every person that comments pies, that's how many pies
you have to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just going to be mainlining Viagra to keep myself ready for all the pies.
Go ahead and
you're going to have a Viagra pie.
Yes. Just a big, exactly.
Ew.
You got there.
All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.